Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're bound to answer. Starring Rick Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Katie Harvey. It's Ask Low Blows.
Right, I'm not really prepared.
When are you ever?
Katie, tell us about the Walking Dead. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Well, it's been an interesting roller coaster because you'll remember I was dead set against even watching The Walking Dead. And for the first two seasons, I was like, that's all right, like, wouldn't crack my top 20 shows. Now I'm obsessed. Now I'm binge watching 5 episodes a night, constantly thinking about zombies, and it's consumed me. So that's where I'm at. I can't believe my first criticism of the show was, this show doesn't have any strong female characters. I was hideously wrong, because my favorite character now is Carol and Maggie. So
nice.
That's where I'm at. Carol, Maggie, and Glenn are my favorites. One thing I don't like how they keep killing off people constantly. That does get a bit exhausting. That's a bit much.
If you're binge watching, it must be very different, because
it's
like
a lot.
Yeah, like when you're watching every week, you had time to get used to these people. You're like, oh, now Susan is a part of my life, and then you're like, ah, she'll be around for years to come, ha 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 ha, and then she's dead in the like series finale. But that's 10 weeks you've spent with her. You're like getting to know someone and seeing them die within hours.
Yeah, like we watched 5 episodes last night, and I think 3 major characters died in like 5 episodes, and I was like, oh, it's a bit much, I need a break, you know. But
who were the major characters?
I suppose I'm not spoiling it because it's been
years,
10 years
old show. Yeah.
Tyrese, Noah, and Beth. I've just done that clump that season.
Right, okay, that's an interesting time.
Tyrese
was a tough one.
Oh, that kind of wrecked me a little bit. I was kind of questioning the show there, and I was like, oh, this is awful. Like, enjoyed the governor flashback though, because like he's the best villain in like any show ever. He's dead. But yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid to form opinions because it usually goes tits up on me, and we'll have another red wedding situation.
That's what's funny. that's why we ask you to form opinions, because of how consistently wrong you are.
like at the moment, like, Carl is very dear to my heart.
Right.
Like, I just want to protect that boy. Like, okay. That's all I want to do. Is I just want to make sure he's safe and stays in the goddamn house and doesn't get eaten or killed. Like, that's all.
Why,
I want.
Why did you like him so much?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I just want to look after him. I want to make sure he's okay.
People hated Carl.
It's a complete turnaround from season one, though. And okay, like,
oh, yeah.
I had no time for season one.
I was like, let this little shit get eaten. Like,
I think that's how a lot of people felt. What's Carl doing now at the moment?
He's just getting his first girlfriend.
Okay.
That Enid girl. That's very cute. They were hiding in a tree, about to kiss. Okay. Very romantic.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, look, the whole story based around Carl. So, like, him and Rick are, like, it's basically following him and Rick. So,
I wish it would follow Rick less, because I still hate him. That's one opinion that's been steadfast since episode one. I think he's a fucking moron.
Here's the worst thing about watching The Walking Dead is that, like, I'm 3 seasons ahead, even now. So I've seen, like, what happens all throughout the next 3 seasons. Like,
yeah.
But she talks out loud while she watches it. Like, we'll watch, like, 5 episodes every night. And she'll talk out loud, like, to her theories, you know, her fan theories. And I'm just like, what are you asking me for? Like, do you want me to agree with you, disagree with you, tell you you're right, tell you you're wrong? Like, and, like, she's been fairly dead on with, like, most of her predictions. Like, she's pretty much, like, nailing what's going to happen in an episode within the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I was like, shit, I didn't know that was coming. Like, well, like, she has been dead on with most of her opinions and predictions, but it's when she puts out future things, I'm like, Yeah, like, that's great you have that opinion, but what are you saying out loud to me for? I can't talk right now. I just have to be silent and just not look at her, look away. And
these are the best kind of conversations for me, though, where I just get to, like, constantly talk and just have a soundboard, but, like, no talk back. That's the best.
You're just, in Phil's head, he's just like, dead, 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 dead.
The only thing that's going to ruin it for me, though, is, you know, like, when Jon Snow died in Game of Thrones, it was such a big cultural event that, like, even if you didn't really watch Game of Thrones, you knew happened. There's a couple of things coming up that I know happened just from Phil having it on in the house,
right,
when he watched it the first time around.
Yeah, there's one big thing yeah, that, like, it's, you're gonna need to take a break after it. So if you're saying you won't have that time to process it like all of us did watching it live, you'll just have to jump into the next episode. You won't be able to jump into the next episode. You'll have to be like, I don't know if I like this show anymore.
I'm actually thinking of quitting at the end of season 6.
No, don't.
No.
The most recent season might be the best season they did.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Like, they get it back. I'm not saying that it might be the best. I can't rank it or anything. Like, the prison season, the governor season's all very good seasons, and, like, kind of there's a lot of high points in the middle. But, like, the most recent season is like, oh shit, this show is back. Like, it's fantastic. Like,
I haven't been on this show in a few weeks, like, so I know he's been talking to Katie about it, but, like, to tell you is from what's been going on here live at Ground Zero. I had to convince her, and so did Aoife Valkyrie, that, like, she needed to watch a show. And I've tried to make her watch a show for years. We had 3 false attempts to watch it. Like, she got through half of episode 1, then just fell asleep or something like that. I was like, no, just stay awake. Like, this is the pilot. Like, they're only telling you the story. Like, they're only introducing you to the world. Like, it's the intro. Like, you don't go asleep after Michael Cole, like, says, oh, this is what's going to happen tonight. but for her to go, like, I just don't like it. I don't get it. I don't understand the show. It just doesn't interest me. And now we're up at 5 a.m. and every night, like, every night. And I'm the one having to say, maybe that's enough. Okay? Like, maybe we should just turn it over. Like, let's just turn over. Turn it off. We'll start again at a reasonable hour tomorrow. And she's like, oh, but I'm not tired. And, like, she fell asleep during Game of Thrones. Like, constantly fell asleep. I had to watch. Not only did I watch it the first time, but when I was rewatching it with Katie, I had to rewatch certain episodes twice because she fell asleep during those episodes. And it wasn't like it was the 4th or 5th episode in a run. She was falling asleep on the first episode, maybe the second episode at max. And, like, so I was it was a proper long, arduous journey to get through Game of Thrones. But we are flying through The Walking Dead. Nice. And Katie is still reluctantly refusing to admit that Game of Thrones is a fantastic show, and it's getting all her emotions going.
I remember I watched through Game of Thrones with an ex, and, like, she was a very, like, kind of, she's one of these people who'd be in denial about the fact they were asleep. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'd be doing the same as you, Phil. I'd seen it, like, 4 or 5 times already. And then, like, I'm watching it and they falling asleep. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch the rest of this episode because we'll have to watch it again tomorrow. And then I go up, turn the TV off, and it's like, I was watching that. I'm like, you fucking weren't. I'm not, because you're going to fall asleep in 2 minutes and I'm going to have to rewatch this again. It's like, I've seen this show. I know what this is. But good to see. Good to see you're keeping going. I think we need to keep checking back in and see how you've got on. Though at this rate, it sounds like you're going to be finished by this time next week.
Oh God, what will I do then?
There's like 2 other sub-series. It's fine. You're all good. Fear the Walking Dead. And what's the new one, Keen?
I have no idea.
There's a new Walking Dead series on Amazon Prime. They just released it this year. I watched about half an episode. I was like, no. But Fear the Walking Dead is supposed to be quite good.
I watched one episode of Fear the Walking Dead one time, and it was actually the cringiest thing I've ever watched. But it was like, that's been like a few years ago now. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I'm saving it for, I still watch it, but I'm going to save it for when, like, The Walking Dead's over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need my Walking Dead kind of fix. Yeah. I'll watch it then.
Okay, good.
That's, that's the thing. I would love to know if, like, Fear the Walking Dead is something that, like, you know, like, everyone's, like, chronologically placed up all the Marvel films. So you're like, you go back and watch your Marvel films, and you know to start with like Captain America, the first Avenger first, and then like they've all right, this is the timeline. I don't know where the Fear the Walking Dead, like where it is in the timeline. Yeah, but I as far as I'm aware, it's just a different group. But like if I watch all of
But it's at the outbreak.
What?
Like it's about the outbreak.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's the origin story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The first story is
I just thought it was a second group.
The first series is, but then it's caught up because there are characters, I won't tell you who, but in The Walking Dead, who've since transferred to Fear the Walking Dead. So they leave the show and then they go on to Fear the Walking Dead and they're a big character in that. So like
yeah, I've heard that. Like,
yeah. So there's a couple who so it has caught up. Like, but the first series is about the outbreak. Yeah, you're right in what you say. And then the new one they have, the one that's on Amazon Prime, is 10 years after The Walking Dead, when the world has kind of got back to normal. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, but it's not normal. But like the first episode, like again, like they advertise it this way, so it's not a mad spoiler. But like the first scene, you just think it's before the outbreak, but then it's like, oh no, this is like. This is after the apocalypse, if that makes sense. And they're trying to get the world back. It's just the world is normal now, if that makes sense. So, they're interesting takes. But again, for me, it's just the main show. And I've tried. I've ended up just coming back to the main show. But there will never be a shortage of Walking Dead content for you to watch. Don't worry. They're milking this cash cow. Like,
Yeah, I recommend the show, is basically what I'm getting at. we hop into the questions.
Let's do it.
At Kendall CCFC, once again, after 24 hours on this island, an alarm will sound, and bears of many kind will emerge and try to kill you.
What's happened? What did I miss?
I just need a clarification on a few things, and it's evolved to this.
Okay.
Because I wanted specifics on what kind of bears were on the island. Now that we've confirmed that they are canon and they are there. So that's where we're at.
Okay. All right.
What would you rather you found on the island in those 24 hours? So same list as always. And we'll begin with a watering can or a slingshot.
A slingshot because it's a weapon.
Yeah, I was thinking slingshot as well.
Slingshot is a weapon, so obviously it's more useful. He'd have made it interesting if it was like a water bottle and you could do it. Do you know the way like when a dog is being bold and you spray the water at it and it's like, oh, it knows not to do that now. You know what I mean? Maybe you could train the bears that way. But you couldn't do that with a watering can. You'd have to get them at a really specific angle, which is close quarters, which is not a good way to fight a bear. Like, you don't get in close with the bear. You try and outreach the bear if you're in a fight with them. So you don't want to be close quarters. So slingshot, you're at the range you want to be. That's a slingshot all day.
Though, you could use a watering can as a shower if you had a different weapon.
Right. I feel like you're not engaging with the primary concern here that bears are coming to kill you.
Yeah, but you can wash off like your scent and then the bears won't know where you are.
You can wash off your scent.
Can we also just touch on a point? So you're all going with like the slingshot, as in like this is gonna protect you. Like, what exactly do you think you're going to be slinging from your shot?
Rocks.
How big are your rocks going to be?
How big is a slingshot?
Well, I assume it's one you hold and just haul back. And like any 60s and 1960s American kid in any movie, one of those slingshots.
You think we won't find rocks to fit that on the island?
Yeah, I think you will. Do you think it's going to kill a bear? No, I think it's just going to piss off a bear. I think you're going to hit the bear in between the eyes with a pebble. And what he's going to do is you're just going to anger that bear and that bear's going to maul you.
I would shoot it at the bear's foot so it gets stuck in his toe beans and then he's a little bit uncomfortable.
See, now what you could do is you could sneak up behind one of the bears, yeah, hit them with a slingshot, but then like make it look like one of the other bears did it, do you know what I mean? And then they get angry at each other and they start fighting.
Perfect.
You know? Yeah, I'll kill them from inside.
You're going with the watering can.
You've
angered the bear. Like you said, you can do multiple things. You can water plants, bash the bear over the head with it. But the only thing a slingshot is going to do is anger that bear. Like that, you are not going to kill that bear with that slingshot. All you've done is angered the bears, and the bears are now angry. They've not just been released, but they are like visibly angry at you.
What about right? if you get a food that the bears like and you slingshot the food away so the bears chase the food.
Oh.
What the bears like?
Grapes.
Human flesh, grapes. Which is going to happen where like, yeah. I'm going to kill someone. There's always people on this list. So I'm going to kill one of them and I'm going to like sling the human flesh away. So yeah. There you go.
All right. Can't just have more of a taste for human flesh. And, like, no, I'm sorry. No, you're wrong. What you're doing is they're trying to engage a bear in a fight with the wrong weapons. You're like, it's like bringing a slingshot to a bear fight. It's like you're just not going to win.
Yes, the well-known phrase, bringing a slingshot to a bear fight.
Oh, brilliant.
Just your Angel Cruise.
Angel Cruz all day. Again, Justy in this argument is not a good person. This is someone who's going to run towards a bear, say, I got to wrestle a bear, and then be mauled within seconds. Like, again, Justy is not a good, for these bear-specific examples, he's made such a point of wanting to fight a bear, but he's never said that he's going to beat the bear. He readily admits, like, you'll probably lose to the bear, but he will make a beeline for them to try die the way he wanted to live. That is wrestling a bear. Angel Cruz is going to have an axe. He's going to have weapons stored over all over the island in secret places. Angel Cruz all day.
Well, you could use a slingshot to control Justy or Angel Cruz if you don't want to use the slingshot on the bear.
You're going to put Justy in the slingshot.
No, Justy starts running for a bear and you just slingshot a rock into the back of his head and he'll just drop and never make it to the bear.
I can't take down the bear, so I'm going to take down Justy. It's actually genius logic. It's like, I only need to outrun the next person. So like, if I could take out Justy.
The only thing I imagine is that it doesn't even drop Justy, all right? Like, I feel like...
It just angers Justy.
I feel like Katie would just use it, like, you know the way you're trying to teach a dog not to wee on the bed or anything like that. It's like where you might slap a dog in the nose or something like that. Like, no, Katie would just use a slingshot. So when Justy acts out or Angel Cruz acts out, Katie would just flick a pebble at the forehead and then just go quiet and go back into the corner and just be quiet and quiet on the desert island.
Is that a bad idea?
No, like whatever. Like, it's all about parental guidelines, I suppose. You're just trying to be the mommy hen and making sure they don't get into trouble. Not quick. Pew! Shut Justy. Pew! And then you just go, oh, sorry, Katie.
She's 1950s, is, right? Mom, though. Like, it's like, true, like, beating them, she trains them.
But, like, the worst thing is, I would probably lose my glasses about an hour onto being on the island. So. And then my aim would be bad. So I would actually try slingshot Justy, and it would just go by his head, and that would make him angrier that I tried to do it and failed. And we probably have a problem.
And then you hit the bear. Now the bear is pissed off at you, and Justy's like, "Go get her, fuck her."
I'm picking Angel Cruz.
Angel Cruz be fine getting pebbles shot at him, and I really don't like the way he's like stereotyping Angel Cruz here. Like, who did Angel Cruz actually say that he wouldn't fight a bear himself? You know what I mean? Maybe he would just fight the bear.
He probably would.
Did we just assume his bear fighting preferences?
Right. I think, based off the next one, here's why I'm going with Angel Cruz, right? An axe or a shovel. And I'm going to go with an axe, and I'm going to go with Angel Cruz. And I have full faith that if anybody's going to fight off these bears, it'll be Angel Cruz with the axe. That's my strategy.
I was thinking similar lines, but what I was thinking was, I'm going to go with a shovel because Angel Cruz is going to bring an axe to the island. Like, he is going to have an axe already. Angel Cruz does not go anywhere without an axe. No, he has a pre-hidden.
You don't choose to go to the desert island, though, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he made the concept.
Yeah, but like, think of all the things. Do you think he chose, like, Zach Gibson's going to be down in the middle of the ring and I'm going to go get a fucking gun? Like, no, these things just happen. He prepares for all eventualities and he has a weapon for every scenario. So he's going to have his own array of weapons. I don't think he'll bring a shovel, though, and a shovel is a longer range than an axe. So I'm going to bring the shovel and trust that Angel Cruz will bring an axe. I'll take my chances. I could be wrong, but I'll take my chances.
All right.
I think I would bring a shovel anyway because an axe is just a weapon. But with a shovel, you can dig and use it as a weapon. Like, you could dig a little trench to hide in. You could dig a bear trap. You could dig a person trap. And then if anyone comes near you, you can shovel them in the head.
Fuck, you sold me on that one. Actually,
see, my choices up to this point would be the watering can, Justy, and the shovel. And for the simple fact that now, depending on the turf we had underneath our feet, I can now build a moat. I could dig a moat and fill it with water with the watering can.
How long would that take?
And I would put Justy, to work.
Interesting.
You're probably the only person who could successfully do that. Imagine any of the three of us trying to tell Justy, right, you're being put to work. Imagine the reaction we would get.
I play to his ego. I'll just tell him he's doing a really great job.
Don't be giving away your secrets.
You are fucking awesome at shoveling. He doesn't listen to this, does he?
Doug Pederson or Carson Wentz?
So this is the Eagles coach who's just been sacked this week, or the Eagles quarterback who's the reason he got sacked because he was absolutely terrible all season. Phil, what are your thoughts?
Now, NFL experts.
You can have the NFL like opinions now and all, because you're a hardcore fan.
I rarely pay attention to those bottom half teams.
Would you stop? He's texting me every week going, what do you think? What do you think Wentz is going to do?
I'm not going to talk too much about the NFL, but I think Carson Wentz was surrounded by very poor players. Like, I think he is still a good player wherever he shows up next year. They're talking about the Eagles getting rid of him, even though it's going to be a bad hit on the salary cap. See, I'm down with the NFL and going now.
The salary.
You're obviously going to take Carson Wentz, because at least I do think he controls stuff. So if you do have the slingshot, who are you going to put in the hands of? You're going to put it in the hands of Carson Wentz. Mm. And that guy's probably going to attempt to hit the bear between the eyes. And by watching him all season, he'll probably miss. He won't anger the bear. And everyone will live that little bit longer.
No, I think you're wrong. I'm going to pick the coach, right? Because I think we're going to have a few people on this island, and you need a coach to work out some plays.
Yes.
On how you're going to dissolve situations and get around hordes of bears.
Yeah, how are we going to get those extra 10 yards?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
but he didn't get a lot of 10 yards, so that's the problem. That's why
he got sacked. But he learned all the stakes, though.
Or did he not get them because of Carson Wentz? This is the question. It's a chicken egg scenario. Again, Phil, every reason you could have to bring Carson Wentz is negated by the fact that, like, you're thinking accuracy, but he doesn't have that. So everything that you would want to happen with Carson Wentz, the opposite is going to happen. You think he's going to throw that at the bear, and then he ends up throwing at your face, and then you're unconscious in the bear, and Carson Wentz just has to walk off the field because he's like, I did it again, I fucked up. Which is how he's used to being now. Doug Pederson is a great NFL coach. He's going to come up with a strategy that gets everyone involved, even the bit part players in the island, which I suspect I'm going to be, if I'm being perfectly honest. I've got Angel Cruz there with an arsenal of weapons. Like, he's not going to be like, Rick, what can you do? But Doug Pederson is the kind of guy who get me involved. He come up with creative plays the Bears wouldn't think of. We've literally beaten the Bears because of Doug Pederson in the NFL. He's done this before. He can beat Bears. I've seen him do it. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was injured in the playoffs for that. Doug Pederson did that. Peterson's who I'm going with.
I'm gonna go with Doug. Big fan of that stuff. A mirror or a laser pointer?
This one is really interesting, because straight off I was like, a mirror, because you can use it to make fire.
What?
But you can, can't you? Yeah, you can. I'm sure there's a way.
I would say a window more than a mirror, but okay.
You can also use it as a weapon.
As a weapon, okay.
Once.
Yeah, you can break a mirror.
Once. Oh, someone dropped a mirror on my finger once, and it was cut, and it was really sore for a few days, like.
You can give the bears a mirror to hold and let them drop it, and then they get 7 years bad luck on top of it. And that would be good. I'm going to go with the laser pointer, right?
Yeah.
Because at nighttime, you have someone with the laser pointer pointing it at the bears, and then the bears think you have a sniper guarding your camp.
Jesus. Jesus.
You were so close. You were so close there. Really good answer. So close. And then, and now bears know what snipers are. So close. Like, the correct answer is you can use the laser pointer to throw the bears off and direct them elsewhere because they'll just go following the laser. Not they'll know there's a sniper. They're not going to be like, get down, sniper, sniper, sniper in the hole, sniper in the hole. They're not going to, that's not.
Well, like, that's basically, you basically said the same thing, but Katie unfortunately gave more detail. So, yeah, you are leading them away, not necessarily because of the sniper thing, but you are leading them away. I'm going to go with the laser as well. I'm pretty confident with that, actually.
Jeez. I really pray to God I'm never on a plane with you guys. Like,
are you going with a laser pointer?
He's going.
No, I'm not going with a laser pointer. I'm going with a mirror. Like, what do bears fear the most?
The reflection.
Bears fear bears. Yeah. I'm gonna stick that mirror right in front of me. That bear comes running at me. I'm gonna put the mirror right in front of him, and all he's gonna see is a bear running at him.
I said that as a joke. I didn't know that was your plan.
No, that's solid. Like, of the two options, that's solid.
But what
if it's dark? What if it's dark and he can't see like the mirror?
He'd see it even later and he'd get even more startled.
Oh my god, he'll think it's a ghost bear.
A worst case scenario, you tax the glass, like. And I can score you off, but best case scenario, he scares himself.
I feel very confident that my answer is better than that, because I feel like what's going to happen is Phil's going to be like, shit, didn't work. Then the bear just runs into the glass and then he's like, who's this fucking person here? And then that's it. Whereas laser pointer, I fear, like, and as well, you're only using it against one bear. You're getting rid of one bear if he runs into it. Even if he runs into the glass, cuts himself up, like, the rest of the bears are going to come and get you. Whereas the laser pointer, you can just hide in a tree and then just fucking, like, direct them elsewhere. It's actually a case where Katie's hiding in a tree plan is good, because you can get them away from you because they're going to go following the laser point.
Plus, if it's a really good laser, you can point at the sky for help if there's anybody nearby that can come save you from the island. So
a pilot just in a plane going like, what the fuck is that? Wait a minute.
And the plane just crashes and I've killed more people. And it's like, oh.
More people for the bears to eat before you.
They crash like miles away. You just see the plane going down the very, 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 very far distance that you can't see from where you're at. And it's just, that's it. That's done.
That's on me.
There's no battery pack in a mirror either, though, if you think of that. Like, your laser pointer is only going to get you so far. Like,
oh, shit, yeah.
Like, there's a mirror.
Well, you've only got 24 hours anyway, do you know?
Yeah, you just have to get your 24 hours.
Oh, then.
Like Battle Royale with bears.
Because all those laser pointers when I had with a kid, they all lasted way more than 24 hours. Like, psych. They were all dying and within, like, half an hour. Like,
what the fuck were you doing to your lasers?
Pointing my people's eyes in the cinema
and
something.
Oh, I hated you.
The funny thing is, I imagine Phil like now doing that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know he said like he's letting the past, but like I imagine being like the immediate past, like the short term past. Like.
Like, I don't do it anymore because cinemas are closed.
What, the Muffin Man or the Milk Tray Man?
So there's a very clear answer to this, and it is the Muffin Man, because if you've seen the job he done on the gingerbread man in Shrek, you would be fucking terrified. So you want him on your side.
All right, you sold me. Fair, you sold me. all agreement.
Yeah, agreement.
Also, as well, breadcrumb trails, muffins are going to be way more useful than milk tray. Easy, yeah.
Oh, do we get their food as well? I'll definitely go with Muffin Man. Yeah. Oh god, this is fucking easy. This is the easiest one. A ticket which guarantees a win for United against Liverpool in the FA Cup, or a ticket which guarantees a win for United versus Liverpool in the Premier League?
I abstain from this.
Well, actually, what are you going to abstain? Because I mean, this is like an easy one for you, is it not? Oh, he's gone.
he's abstained so much, he's walked off.
But this this is such an easy one for City, though. Surely you go with the cup win, would you not?
No, Premier League, obviously. Because, like, yous can fight over second or third spot, get whatever points you want, but, like, a cup for either of yous, particularly United, nah. Like, that's not going to happen in real life, so I wouldn't wish it in fantasy.
What I'm saying is, if you Because, I mean, if we get a win against Liverpool in the Premier League, you know what I mean? That's...
Are we talking about this week? Yeah. I know, I'd still...
Like, which match would you rather see as a City fan?
I don't really care. Like, just make it... The two sets of fans are going on like a two-horse race. Like, we're just going to shoot ahead of us now by February 6th, particularly when we beat Liverpool, and then title race is over. I'll be on the island thinking, well, at least City are 6 points clear at this stage.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it pans out.
For me, anyway,
as a United fan, this is fucking easy. Like, the FA Cup, I do respect the FA Cup. Don't get me wrong; like, it has its place in domestic football. So, like, you saw Marine and Tottenham; that was quite magical. But like, winning the league is way more important. Like, that's, and a win against Liverpool. Like, you could beat Liverpool in the FA Cup and then like lose against like Swansea or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way the FA Cup works. But like, 3 points against Liverpool and the Premier League, you know, could you 6 points? I know City are obviously there as well. We're only like a point ahead of the City, but like, well, that's if they win their games in hand. But like, 6 points away from Liverpool, like at the halfway point of the season, like, imagine,
lads. like again, I don't know if United can sustain this. This is all happening very quickly, where we're now back at the top and like in the title race and being talking about. So I don't know if they can sustain this for the season. As far as I'm concerned, if we beat Liverpool on Sunday, we have a week where we can brag that we're taking their Premier League back, and they can say fucking nothing. That is as good as a league win for me. Where they're just like, they have to live in a world where they have to think about, we're going to lose our league and United are back. Like, they just have to live in that world. And that's enough for me. Whatever happens for the rest of the season is a bonus, because I didn't expect us to be challenging for the title this year. So, like, yeah, no, it's the league all day.
A net or a fishing rod? I never had to tie in at all to anything on the island. A net or a fishing rod?
Easy. Net. Net is like the ideal bear fighting tool.
Or you could, like, hit them with the fishing rod. No, I am going with the net. That was a joke. I am going with the net.
Trying to reel in a bear. This is such a bad plan. The bear's just reeling in you.
Actually, yeah, this might be easier than like the United one. This is like, what's the argument for a fishing rod?
Okay, I can argue the benefits of it. So we have 24 hours before the bears are released, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could in that 24 hours just catch a shitload of fish, right? Now, obviously, depending on how many fish you have, depends on your survival rate. But if you had a bucket full of fish or a watering can full of fish, okay? Right? So a bear comes at you. And like we said, we're just trying to distract them. Bears love fish. Oh, lovely bit of salmon. But like, you could technically, if you had a bucket of fish, you could just keep throwing it out there to the bear. Like, you had enough of it. You probably wouldn't even need to move off your perch. Like, you'd just be like,
yeah, but
just hear a bear coming, grab an owl fishtail and just sling it over your shoulder.
But you catch more fish with a net.
You catch more fish with a net.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. I think so. Like, I think if you spoke to any fisher person, you would they would say that they catch it way more with fishing rods. That's why they were created.
No, but you wouldn't have the right stuff to go on a hook or anything. I suppose worms grow on the ground. Yeah.
They grow.
Human flesh.
Well, they do technically grow on the ground. I cut up
Carson Wentz and just use it as flesh. Or as bait.
That's dark. I'd pick a net as well.
Green mist or the ability to make fireballs?
Green mist. Not only is it like effective, it's hilarious. Do you know what I mean? Like blinding bears and just having them go around. Yeah, no, green mist all day. Especially if it's an endless supply. I'd fancy my chances. Like, more than anything else we've said, more than any other strategy we have here, apart from maybe Doug Peterson or the tickets to see United Liverpool, which don't help me in any way against the Bears, but I do really want. I think this is the most effective tool we have for like stopping the Bears. You just get them away from you. They can't see you. You can run away. Sorted. Green mist all day. I'd fuck up the fireball too. I'd burn myself. Like, no, green mist.
Well, you have the ability to, like, I'd imagine like you'd be quite good at them. Like, that's the implication, is that you'd be good at them. You know what I mean? Like, for me, Green Mist is just so fucking, like, I just imagine it'd be so fucking moldy just having your mouth, like, you know what I mean? It tastes probably disgusting, like. I'm going to go with Fireballs. You've seen the damage to Randy Orton, you know what I mean? We saw the damage firsthand Fireballs can do, as Katie described to us, with great excitement, you know what I mean? Like, you can do a lot of damage with a Fireball, and if they're coming to kill you, maybe it's a good option. I'm going to go with the Fireball. There's no wrong answers here with this one, but I'm going to go with the Fireball.
Guess what I'm going to pick?
What?
It's a fireball. It's fucking deadly.
Of course.
Yeah, but not only that, like, you could literally just start fires yourself for cooking and stuff as well. Like, it's practical.
Yeah.
Like, you could defend yourself without even shooting them directly at the bears. You could create, like, a wall of fire out kindling and stuff. If you had a sledgehammer like Triple H, you could also set that on fire.
You set the whole thing on fire. It'd be really cool. Everyone would be like, wow, look, that's really... You could set the whole island on fire and anybody on pass can see it. And they'll save you if you're not dead.
You can use fireballs like a flare to shoot up for help.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on fireballs, but yeah, there you go. Not actually a bad... Not a bad argument. The final one, I don't know how to pronounce your man's name. Mark...
Labbit.
Mark Labbit or Sean Wallace. So I did Google these. They are chasers. Mark Labbit is an absolute tank. I don't know a huge... I only know him to see. Like, I don't know, like... I don't really watch The Chase a huge amount, so... Just on paper, I'm going with Mark Labbit, but is there any argument either way?
Yeah, I'm going Sean Wallace. I don't know a lot about the meter, but I know one thing about Mark Labbit, and it's the reason I'm not going against him, because we're sitting around a campfire, we've managed to evade the bears for long enough, and now we're just having the chats, and then, like, he turns around and goes... I married my cousin. It's just okay, right? I'm going to bed. This just got awkward. There's no benefit to having you here. You have a lot of general knowledge. The other guy has that as well. And no awkward cousin marrying talk. So, Sean Wallace all day.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think I just generally prefer Sean Wallace and think he'd be better crack to have around.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, my vote has changed. I'm going to go with Sean Wallace. I don't like speaking for other people. Phil's not here, I don't think. Is Phil there?
He can't hear you.
Right. Well, will we say Sean Wallace? Oh, yeah, he's back.
Yeah, we can go for Sean Wallace.
Okay. And that is the conclusion of the Kento survival question for this week. I think it only took us just under 2 hours.
We're over half an hour into the show already, and that's the first question. Maybe we'll go lightning round.
Have we ever gone lightning round ever in our lives, ever, particularly after saying let's go lightning round. I don't believe so, but it's the first time for everything. Jay at Wolf of the Borrow asks, favorite Royal Rumble elimination? The Rock eliminating X-Pac at the Royal Rumble 2000 still makes me wince, even if he snuck back in to eliminate Kane. Spoiler alert. Jay, like, there's a 20-year rule, you know what I mean? You can't just be fucking blurting spoilers out like that. Not all of us got a chance to see it. So, be considerate, but I, you know, whatever. We'll answer your question anyway. What's your favourite elimination?
Either Takumi Shinoku in the same Royal Rumble, where they did about 50 replays of him falling on his face.
Oh, that's harsh. Oh,
that's cold. He's fine.
Taka got hurt, man.
He's fine. It was 20 years ago, and he's now in New Japan. He's all right. Like, he made it. Or Santino as well, the instant in and out. I always love that.
I'm trying to think of specific ones.
Or when Big Show lost the Royal Rumble to nobody, he just like randomly sat in his head for like about a minute and then just went over the top rope, and then everyone was just really happy that Big Show didn't win.
Oh, I wasn't happy about that. I love Big Show. I'm always a fan of Big Show's eliminated.
Isn't it mad how like Big Show's been eliminated from the Royal Rumble? Like how do people eliminate? Like at one point he was 500 pounds, you're 7 feet tall. How do you eliminate someone of that size? You know what I mean? I was blown away by that.
I was actually watching a clip yesterday, and it's not the Royal Rumble, but it was the Corporate Rumble, where China eliminates Vince McMahon.
Is that on the WWE released that on YouTube?
I was watching it yesterday, and it was just like, you know when you watch old wrestling and the pops are just unreal? And like, there's like, people don't pop like that anymore. No. Like, she comes out and she starts like hitting stooges, and then Austin comes out, and it's just like, and that got her the number 30 spot, like, that was really cool, because you just don't get pops like that. And like, it just showed like how important the number 30 spot was. That's what I miss about the Royal Rumble, is like just the importance put on the actual spots again.
Yeah.
Adam says one that I was thinking of. Snitsky clotheslining Paul London off the apron in 2005.
Great suggestion.
Vicious. I would say, just to go back on what I was saying about, you know, how can anybody eliminate Big Show? In 2007, for the first time, I saw one of those, you know, like, the basically Viscera was in the Rumble and he got eliminated because everyone teamed up to throw him out. And it was the first time seeing an elimination like that. I was like, this is deadly. Oh my God, so smart. And I was blown away by it. So that may be one of them. There's a lot. Like, it's a very loaded question. So I'm forgetting about a million of them, but like, yeah, it's off the top of my head. Like,
when it comes to Royal Rumbles, like, it's a real thing. And like, I haven't achieved much as far as titles goes. Yeah, I've held a few titles, but one of the few. Why are you laughing?
Because I knew this is where it was going straight away.
Like, one of the few personal achievements I feel like I'm very proud of is, like, I'm now about 18, 19 years into my professional wrestling career. About 17, 18 years now with my professional wrestling career. And I went through the stages of where there used to be a rumble at the end of every show, the Battle Royale. But me, Phil Boyd, Mr. Small Package, I've never been eliminated from a over-the-top rumble match. Royal Rumble, over-the-top match, Battle Royale. I've never physically been eliminated over the top rope. Like, I've been thrown over the top rope in match, in just normal singles and tags, but never in one of those matches. So, like, the Royal Rumble is very dear in my heart, because I feel like if I got a chance in WWE, that I would be odds on in my own head to go all the way to Mania. And
it's your speciality. It's like the hardest.
Yeah, like, that's matches. What I'm saying. I gotta go with my track record here. Like, and the fact that nobody in like 17 years has been able to eliminate me from an over-the-top rope Battle Royal match. Like, I would fancy my chances going up against the best in the world for the best prize in the world of going to Mania and competing for the heavyweight title. So, yeah, like, I feel sorry for those guys who have been eliminated. I hope one day, I hope with all my heart, I never have to feel the pain that they felt when their feet hit the floor.
Lightning
round. Didn't Jay Money beat you episode 4?
Who?
Jay Money.
Doesn't ring a bell, mate.
It wasn't a Battle Royal. I think it was actually a Royal Rumble, like, with entrances and
doesn't ring a bell, I said.
Jonathan says Connor Day will be having words after this. Any words for Connor Day?
Connor Day is a prodigy of mine. Like he's one guy I would fear. If we got into a Battle Royale match and it was just me and him staring at each other one-on-one at the end.
Imagine the final two going down
it's
like forever.
It's an Iron Man match. It's like everyone's like, left in the arena.
I don't know. Here's the whole thing. I don't know if that match would ever end.
Everyone's left the arena and it's still just Phil and Connor just like, over the top.
Amazing. I actually kind of want to see that, to be honest.
Yeah, same. I'm in.
But, okay, fair play. Never eliminated. Okay, we'll move on. Thanks for the question, Jay. At Brian the Maniac, simple question, but who are your final four in both Rumble matches? Ooh.
Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, Edge, and Randy Orton. In the men's.
Oh, who do you think's winning?
Daniel Bryan. I'll probably change it.
My pick to win the men's Rumble is Daniel Bryan. And the final four initially was Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Keith Lee, and who was the other one there from SmackDown? Big E? Did I say Big E?
Nice, good show. That's a very good show.
So Big E, Daniel Bryan, Keith Lee, and AJ Styles. But after what Phil was saying there about not being eliminated, I think once word gets out about that and they're kind of deciding who should be in, you know, who should be in the Rumble, and then he'll be in the final four. Might replace Keith Lee with Phil.
I'm not in the Rumble. Oh. Wink.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, of course that's not happening. So I'll stick with Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble then, of course. What are your predictions for the men's then? First of all, final four.
I like, based on what we were talking about on the main show, I'm gonna fantasy book a little bit and imagine if, like, whatever goes down in that Roman Reigns Adam Pearce match, like, could you imagine the pop if Adam Pearce lost and then entered into the Rumble?
Jonathan makes a good suggestion, actually. He throws in his final four are Jey Uso, Kevin Owens, Keith Lee, and Daniel Bryan, with Kevin Owens to win. I think Jey Uso is a great show for the final. For the, yeah. I don't think Kevin Owens is going to win it, but I think Jey Uso is a good show for the final four.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's why Nakamura or Cesaro will be in the final four either as well, just based on like who's going to go after Roman.
Oh, or no, actually, instead of them being in the final four, could be Nakamura or Cesaro eliminates Jey Uso or something like that, like in the middle of it. That, so it's interesting. This is, I always don't think about the possibilities. Just for the women's, I'm thinking Shayna, Nia, Rhea, and who was
Rousey?
No, well, nah.
Was she pregnant?
Ronda Rousey,
Carmella.
No,
Oh, but the other one was Bianca Belair, but that actually, yeah, that could be Carmella. Could be, I don't know. But I think it'll be Shane and Nia and Rhea will be the final three.
Yeah, that's good.
I think.
That's good.
Well, it's just whoever the fourth one is, I'm not sure.
Charlotte, she's always in there.
Yeah, yeah, but then she could end up getting eliminated by Lacey Evans or like her dad will distract her or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
true.
Yeah, that's a Mania match if I ever seen it now. Like, 100%. Like, that's definitely getting tired. That's definitely getting turned into a Mania match.
Charlotte
and
Rick.
I reckon there'll be shenanigans at the Rumble for that. Like.
Charlotte and Rick? Is that what you said?
For the title, yeah.
I can absolutely see them doing Charlotte and Rick, like a Vince McMahon, Bret Hart style match. Absolutely.
Oh, no. No, I can't go through that again.
Any more suggestions for the final four?
No, you're sound really good.
All right. Thank you for the question, Brian. At Dave Bandana. The Raw Legends Night, remember, remind me of the days when WWE used different occupations as gimmicks. So what I'd like to know is, what modern occupations from today's world would make good, bad, or funny gimmicks in wrestling today?
One thing straight away, because again, you have to think modern occupations is the key word here, and a perfect heel would be, I know people have tried it a few times, but I don't think anyone has done it necessarily really well yet, an influencer would be one for me.
Talk it off me, tip of my lips here now.
Yeah. Influencer gimmick would be great if someone did it the right way.
Yeah.
I
think maybe along the lines of like Right to Censor, if you had a data protection gimmick.
GDPR, a stable called GDPR, but like the people in it, their names
it's
begin
like Gary
with G.
David.
Yeah.
They just got really annoyed with like when Twitter handles and all got flashed up on screen and just like,
oh, wow.
And like run sheets and stuff like, because it had too much information about people on them and they just went around looking for GDPR violations.
Oh, wow. Oh, someone's going to rob that. We need to be first to the punch with that when wrestling comes back.
I think a tag team of COVID-19 testers in like hazmat suits and their finisher is like they get like they basically one of them gets the nose, the other one gets the mouth, and that's like their test. Their finishing move was just the test, and it just like it completely gets them the win, and they become kind of like the authors. Authors of Pain. Yeah, that's what they're called. They're monsters, so it'll be like that, but like just in hazmat suits. I think it's as modern day as it gets, really, when it comes to. So yeah, thank you for the question.
A health executive like a Tony Houlihan type who's like. This show needs to stop. Love it.
He's a big YouTuber will be one as well. Cuts his match short to do a Raid Shadow Legends ad. That is a very YouTube thing. He said that. Let me scroll up.
That was a great suplex, Jonathan. Which was brought to you by me on these.
Or podcasters. that's a good question. Thank you for the question, Dave. Declan at Terry versus Martina. If you just could have anyone in the world that's a wrestling commentary team, who would it be? I'd love a wrestling commentary team of Ollie Horgan, of course, Finn Hart's manager, Eamon Dunphy, and Joe Broly.
Eamon Dunphy. Nah, it's rubbish.
I love that. My answer is actually the same as Declan's, except I'd replace Ollie Horgan with Brian Kerr. And then you've got like the Holy Trinity, you know what I mean? So that's my, for non-wrestling commentators, that's my pick anyway.
Imagine like Brian Kerr, like he'd be great. Brian Kerr would be great to get on a Fight Factory show. Yeah, sure, you remember that Justin Daniels lad, he used to come around and have an old smoke behind the back of the back bike shed. He's turned out really good. He's a really good wrestler now, but he's only a young fella. I'd be into that.
I don't know. I feel like the scope is almost too wide now, because I was thinking too narrowly of like within the wrestling world. I didn't go outside the wrestling world.
You're being caught off guard. You've got music, you've got film, you've got the entire world. Your dream commentary team.
For a wrestling show.
And if I want somebody to be like calling the moves, it'd probably be someone like Ben Given. And then if there's someone just to be like, you know what I mean, that to play off him, probably someone like Corbin Kane. They probably like the top guys.
I was ready for him to say someone like Joe Brody. I was like, oh
yeah, it's not really like I was...
You know, we're living our dream every day in Fight Factory. That's the thing.
Fair enough then. Can't argue with that. That's a dream team right there. Thank you for the question, Declan. At Roscom Dan, with things like live wrestling shows looking like they may not be happening up until autumn 21 at a push, are there any other ways you'd like to see Irish wrestlers and companies interact / promote their brand? Rocky Mac, Low Blows, Woke Queens are good examples.
Ooh.
This is so interesting because I spoke last week about how I don't necessarily see the need for wrestling promotions to be doing anything right now because the future is so uncertain. But I do like individual wrestlers and stuff doing things. Like the Woke Queens videos at New Year's Eve were excellent. They were very, very good. Rocky Mac, we talked about loads of times. The One Question is so good. It's just we don't know when the end point is, so it's going to be hard to keep it fresh and have an end game. You know, like Debbie and Justy did it really well when they did like that mini when Just Kildare got locked down and they did that. Like the mini lockdown. But that was brilliant because we knew when the end point was, you know what I mean? So it was like 14 or whatever, well taught out vignettes. So it has to be something that's almost like a season that has an end point. Yeah, like videos and stuff. I'm trying to think, is there anyone in particular?
I don't know. Like, for me, it's like, I don't know. I'm not kind of into, it's weird to say, but it's like, I'm also like, I'm not into Irish wrestling at the minute. Because anytime I see something from like Irish wrestling, it reminds me of like better times. And then I get sad. So it's like, I don't actually like seeing, you know, when people pop up and I'm like, oh, fuck, like that reminds me. Like, when I see a picture of like, you know, like someone that I haven't seen or like someone that I haven't seen or thought of since like wrestling. And I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's not like it's back like tomorrow. It's probably not coming back for even longer. You know what I mean? So it's like, it just makes me sad. Like, so I don't know. I'd nothing really.
we spoke about it earlier. I think like we've done well kind of stuff like that. And there will be like, I hinted at it at the main show and I'll hit at it again. Keep your Royal Rumble weekend free. Cause there is stuff that like I kind of want to build on from what we've kind of started. But again, yeah, like kind of like what works now is not stuff that, as Corporate Keane said, reminds you of the normal world. It's stuff that's new and fresh. So, yeah, there's that. Like, one thing that came to mind was something we discussed in the main show, Be Cool's documentary. I'd love if they were somehow able to kind of get a few clips in there and finish that and actually make it just form a co. They have a lot of, like, they have a lot of footage already for it, like, so I'd love if they could cut together like just enough to make a narrative out of it. We saw what could be done with Borat. Now I know obviously these are people in their own spare time dealing with lockdown restrictions, so I don't want to put pressure on that or anything either, but that'd be something I would love to see, because it'd be a payoff to a storyline that kind of we never got anything for and we were very invested in. That'd be one thing I'd love to see. But again, kind of the things that work in lockdown are people's moments of ingenuity, so we can't fantasy book that, because it's the things that's like, that's genius, and if we could think of that, we'd probably be doing it ourselves. Do you know what I mean, being honest?
Next question then, at Bob DeBilda. If you could give a veteran Irish wrestler a second injury-free chance at their career in the post-corona world, who would it be and why? So basically, they get to drink from the fountain of youth, but retain the knowledge they have makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, Katie, you were someone who came to mind here, because I think, and not to say, like, there's still every chance that this could happen or at least work with them, but I think if you were starting fresh today, it'd be nailed on. You'd be like in WWE. And again, I don't think that's something that's like not going to happen for you, like, either. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, I could see. Yeah. I could
spoiler alert, it's not.
But also as well, like, look at kind of the amount of people who ended up working kind of in like trainer roles and stuff like that. And consider the amount of people you've had a hand in training that like would vouch for you, and the people that you've worked with within there that have vouched for you and be like, Katie's a really good person to kind of get in. So I can see you doing work with
Rick. Rick, it's like, do you know what, this Katie Harvey one, you know, she could be a good trainer, good wrestler, serious ass in the company. Let's just do a bit of research. And I look up her name and it's just Jackson Riker. What the fuck is he at?
Yes,
Evans, are you messing?
Do you
like,
know,
this podcast has destroyed my future.
Do you know what though, like, this is why we don't put those clips up on Twitter.
Excuse me, yeah, Hall of Famer Tori Wilson would veto me in a second.
I forgot about that one. But yeah, no, funny. So no, but I think as well, like, that's it, like, it wouldn't even be a question. So like, yeah, that you are something that absolutely came to mind for this. It's a great question.
Nice. I enjoy where I got to come in though, like, yeah. I enjoy being part of the foundation rather than the aftermath.
Yeah, you got that. You needed a you in there. Do you know what I mean? You needed a you and a Karen in there as well. Like, so someone had to do that and kind of pave the road. But like, again, kind of, I think, yeah. So like, again, if you weren't there, maybe the doors wouldn't have been open. So there's that too.
For me, like, Katie didn't come to mind once, not a single time. Red Vinny, as Jonathan suggests in the chat.
Yes, great show.
I feel like that's kind of like, because like, Katie still wrestles, like. So, like, for me, like, Red Vinny. I mean, again, there's probably like other Irish wrestlers that I'm not aware of, you know, that might have got injured or whatever. But Red Vinny is kind of the one that's sort of is known. And just as a fan, I'd be very curious to see him wrestle again and see what he could do.
It's a great show. It's an absolute, that's a fantastic show. He was so far ahead of his time back then, and it was a case of when, not if. So yeah, if he had the training and stuff these days, oh yeah, no, he'd be there. It's not even close.
Shame he went to Irish Whip.
Well, like, he had all the success after going to Irish Whip, you know, so that's not happening. Phil, but like, Phil, who's the Red Vinny from here? Because again, like, a lot of NWA guys have had, like, kind of, you know, like, a lot of the success. So who are the guys that maybe, you know, are forgotten about? Like, I guess that's kind of the question.
It's a tough question because there's not a lot of people who quit over injuries. Where us, like, okay, some people might get hurt and they might have said, well, you know what, that's like, and it might have won them in a major injury, like Justy broke his neck and came back. So I would always put the bar there like that. If Justy could do it and you were really passionate about it, then anyone could have came back. But Obviously some people might have got a busted nose or a black eye or lost a tooth, and they might say, all right, that's it, I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? It's not worth that. It's not, this ain't worth that shit. They're just, you probably weren't as passionate as about making it. There was one guy though, Carl O'Rourke, shooter, who used to be like one of the main eventers with NWA. Now, the only reason he quit, and I respect the reason he packed it in, was that he had a kid, and he had just got injured on one of the shows in the Wolf Town. Like he went for suicide dive, and whoever was meant to catch him, I won't name names, but they took 4 steps backwards. They stood in the right place, and then for some reason they decided to take 4 steps backwards. Fit. And shooter jumped through the middle rope perfectly. And just was reaching
Phil,
for the guy.
Like, let's just call a spade. Let's name it. Was it Vita Scott?
That popped me.
But like, he kind of got hurt from that. He kind of got stretchered out of the... That was precautionary. He got stretchered out of the Wolf Town that night and went to hospital. Turned out he's all right. He just slightly hyperextended his lower back, but he said with the kid, he packed it in after that. He said he couldn't risk it.
Yeah,
on the plus side, though, he's back training.
Oh, shit.
So there might be the potential for him returning.
Oh, shit.
That's one of the guys that potentially could have been like me or Justy, like, But look, I completely understand why he walked away. But yeah, the fact is, he's walked back into it. So maybe in the future you might see.
Ooh, that's
a bit of
exciting. Shooter. That's very exciting. That's someone who, again, like, people don't know, but like, he's gonna just fucking blow people away. I've actually got a good one, and again, this kind of comes down to you know, again, what you're saying about people who just didn't have the passion. This person would tell you they don't have the passion, but the talent, oh my god, they had everything. It's Joe's brother, George McFly. We would have known him as when he wrestled, or Georgie.
Oh, yeah.
Mack. He was amazing. He was the most charismatic. He could do everything. Like, he could high fly. Like, he was a big guy. He was in shape. He could fly around with the Flyers. He could be the big guy. He was charismatic as anything. Like, I remember every time we wrestled up north, he was just like, dur, 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 dur. Like, he was doing just these things. He was fucking, like, hilarious. Like, he could wrestle his face, wrestle his heel. He got over. He's someone that we're just like, this guy's going to WWE. Except, like, I remember doing an interview with him. Now, we didn't end up, like, airing or doing anything with it, where, like, but it was years back. And I was like, you know, what happened? And he's like, I got a life. I got a really good job. I got, like, a girl who I love. I got a house. And I'm like, what the fuck am I wrestling for? And I'm like, fair. Like, he's like, not in a, like, he loves wrestling, and he's not like taken away from it or anything like that, but he's just like, you know, why am I hurting myself? And it's just like, it's at the stage where he just didn't have the passion. I relate to that as well. I made similar decisions, so it's like, but again, I didn't have what he had, so it's easier for me to make. But he was absolutely amazing. He was fantastic. And again, just not spoken about today because he just kind of quietly went away, and he wasn't around at the right time.
Yeah, we took too long to answer these questions, so bye.
Is that the end?
That's it.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, last question.